Never for one second in your life apologize for making the decisions that are true to you, that protect you, that suffice you, that are efficient to you, that make sense to you. I would make decisions based off of feelings or emotions because those are hasty. Those do come and they go. We all know how, you know, you say something at 5 and then by 5:30, you're like, I should not have said that. I should have reeled that out. Let me bring that back. Damn. Right? However, there are situations where it's tough and you'll probably cry, like you'll grieve it because you care so much about other people. When you know what you do and you know what you bring into a workspace, home space, a space period, and the thought of leaving it because when you leave, you know you're taking yourself away. You're taking what you brought to the environment away. And you know that this environment will suffer and these people will suffer because of you being away, because of you taking yourself out of the equation. It's so empathetic and it is so sympathetic and it is so amazing. Like, you are a very generous and caring person. However, you can cry when you've made the decision to leave, and that's okay. That needs to happen. You cannot cry and stay in that environment. I recently just left a very unhealthy work environment, and I cannot tell you how happy I am. Like, I woke up so happy, right? And I always, like, I'm good. Like, I'm in a healthy work environment now. Like, it's amazing, right? It'll do. It's cool. But, like, I was like, man, when I leave, I know the structure of this environment will not be the same. I know that they will have a difficult time. Like, I know this is sudden. I know this is but I have to do what's best for me. And I was just thinking to myself, it's also time. It's time. Yep. It's time. So I did that. And I want you to do that. I want you to, you know, really think long and hard. And what I thought to myself as well was this, it really doesn't have to take getting to mental and physical drought, depletion, exhaustion to make those kinds of decisions, right? You really can't see where things are going and bow out. And even then you'll feel like, man, I regret that. Or what if? And that's just you being the generous, kind, humble, giving person you are. But you got to know that you're a human too. I'm a human too. And I had to tell this to myself. Like, I'm a human with human capacity. I'm not a machine. I'm not a human with machine capacity. I'm not a human with animal capacity. I'm not a human with any other capacity. I'm a human, you know, with human capacity. And that it can only take so much, yo. You can only take so much. So why not overstand and understand that, this is going to go downhill because this is going to deplete me. I can foresee this now. So I'm going to bow out. The hardest part, I think, about that is that when you know you're on an assignment and you know you need to get something done, my advice would be to myself, like, and I did this to anyone else, when you leave, leave it. Better than you came. Stay on the excellence path. Stay on it. But yeah, if you can foresee it not working out, be it in any environment, go ahead and tap out. Your mental health will thank you later. Your humanity will thank you later. You'll thank your heart later. Like, it's okay. You'll smile later. And rejecting what doesn't serve you only brings in what does serve you. And that takes time and being patient while things are coming to fruition, while the universe is like working, whatever, while you're working toward what you're working toward. It's just waiting. Like, that is the most strenuous. It can give way. the waiting period of anything can give way mentally because you're just tired of waiting. So some people make hasty decisions and things that they regret, etc. I've learned to be patient. I've learned to wait. Anything that I ask for, anything that I manifest, write down, I'm like, I'm going to have to wait. And I'm like, I'm okay with waiting. I'm okay with waiting for jobs to get back to me, right? If that's the case. I'm okay with waiting for people to get back to me if that's the case. But I also know that when it comes to, there's a separation. When I'm waiting on a higher power to give me what I manifest, when I'm waiting on certain things from, you know, my spirit guides or whatever the case may be, whatever you believe in, of course, that's a waiting I'm willing to wait on. I'm not willing to wait on people to make up their minds about me. I'm not waiting on people to like me. I'm not waiting on people to see if they like me. I'm not waiting on people like that, right? Or circumstances, situations. I'm more so like, this is it. This is what it is. And I'm moving forward with and without you, with or without you. Whatever you decide, cool, that's on you. But as for me and mine, I've got to move forward and I've got to move forward now. So for myself, I've learned like, hey, you know when to start, but you know when to bow out. And for that, you could never cry. For that, you can never stay down for too long. So don't stay down for too long. This too will pass. This too shall pass. BS in life has no choice but to pass away. And success and victory have no choice but to come and go as well. So be a firm foundation on your own. Be your own anchor to the point where, you know, you're still stable when shit is tough. You're still stable when people come and go. You're still stable when trials and tribulations come and go. Stay stable. Always make sure you're good.